breaking every chain. Prison is no place for the Christian. What? In prison? We sit in our churches and push the thought aside. No way. We're good people. We've never seen the inside of a prison. It doesn't take iron bars to lock us up. The devil can do that many other ways. Debt. That'll take your freedom away. You become chained with debt, and no matter how well you live, managing the payments consumes who you are. Personal relationships. They can become chains of frustration, annoyance, and even abuse. You're locked inside, and you can't break free. Substance abuse. This becomes manacles around your feet, locking you into their grip. You might function before the crowd, but you know the truth. You are under its control. God says stop it. You can no longer think this way. You can have your freedom in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:17 gives us the authority to kick our prison out the door. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom from debt. Booted far away. Freedom from relationships. They no longer have a hold on you. Freedom from substances. Your life is under your control. When Jesus comes into your life, and he fills you with his Spirit, there's no room left for the things that would imprison you. You can move past these things. Past debt. Past bad relationships. Past addictive substances. You can move forward. That's from the Word of God. Take heart, Christian. Today is your day. Take your first step into your future. Now is your time. When we come to Jesus, all our chains are cast aside. Copyright 2019 mychurchnotes.net.